You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here in the AfterBuzz TV studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta, the old lady and the shoe. I'm joined in studio by the lovely Stephanie Bauer.
Hello.
And you'll hear her beautiful voice on the phone. Her is Courtney Stewart.
Hello, everybody.
What up, booze?
The title of this episode is killing me. I mean, it's not old lady in the shoe. Obviously, that's the correct thing. But old lady and the shoe, because bitch, we taking out her shoe like four times I counted.
I cannot with Mama Joyce taking off her shoe. I was like, Mama Joyce, you need to sit down. And her gang, mafia gang that she showed up with.
I can't even. I mean, we'll get all into that, but.
Oh, we will. All right, let's start off with Nene. She sat with, what was it, Monique, Chuck, and Greg.
This was so weird. It was almost like another Marlo situation in like, you're my friend, and didn't you sleep with this cast member, this cast member, this cast member? It's like they're trying to get her in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. She wants her on the show.
Yeah, it's the guy, actually, I'm sorry, that slept with the girls, obviously, but that's always how it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's clearly, I mean, by Kenya?
It's, no, not Kenya, by Phaedra.
Really?
We've always
I feel like
that.
Phaedra's grandfathered in
at
Candy, this point.
Ooh, by
yeah,
Candy, by
she's
Candy.
She's like behind the scenes, too, I think, so I don't think she would be, like, unless she wants to go.
Exactly, yeah. You think who?
Candy? She's getting definitely more interesting this season, and she'll finally be a Real Housewife, which is the name of the freaking show.
Mm-hmm. Well, so she'll stay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder who she'll replace.
I just love this part because Nene starts, like, calling Phaedra out a little bit, acting like, you know, it's just a funny story, but basically she's talking major shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, it's just interesting.
Go ahead, doctor.
You said what, Courtney?
Go ahead, doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
So first of all, she brings up Candy and Chuck said that was a one hit wonder.
Ooh,
which that is some light shade on a couple different notes, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes. He means a couple different things with that.
But wasn't it weird that she was asking and talking about that? Like, his wife is right there. Like, why are they talking about that?
That's what I thought the second Nene brought it up. I was like, why are they talking about this? But the wife could have cared less, seriously. She's like, oh, what? Are on Real Housewives? What?
Well, because they're trying to get him on the show. So she was like, girl, I'm going to start up some tea, some drama. So just kind of go with it. And she was like, all right. And then when he said the Phaedra thing, it's like, I thought she was just pulling up. Now, if he was like, Phaedra, like, no, she was a year older than me. Like, I never even talked to her. But then for him to be like, no, that was a rumor. Rumors start from somewhere.
And he's like,
and rumor had it.
And he's like bringing out like the math. Like, well, she graduated in 1989, which I was 1988. Like, okay, dude, you've been thinking about this a lot.
Boop. And his face was beet red and sweating. Literally. I don't know how I forgot that until right now. That's what the whole thing was. His face was beet red. And I was like, wait, now I know he is light skin, but, and I had to like twist the TV around. I was like, he is really red and he is really sweating.
I didn't notice that.
He was nervous.
Reminiscing about the wonderful days in Athens.
He thinking about that donkey booty.
It seems like a pretty small town because remember the tow truck guy, Kenya's guy? He had got with Candy before too. Remember? Mm-hmm. They're all like, and this high school, I wish, God, if I want to like see pictures of them all
the
in high school. They all went to high school
together.
Get that
yearbook.
Well, the tow truck thing was Atlanta. Like, Candy wasn't in Athens with all of them, with Nene and Phaedra and all them.
No, I'm just saying, like, he dated Candy first. Like, it just seems like a very small town. They all just kind of date each other at one point or another, even if it's just one date.
Messy. So Phaedra, praise the Lord, passed the formaldehyde. Apollo apologizes.
Oh, God.
And Phaedra's still pissed with Apollo because basically Apollo can't get it through his skull. He's pulling a Love and Hip Hop Peter Guns and not getting what he did wrong. He says, I have this thing when it's like you can clearly tell when a guy is lying when the conversation is going in favor of the woman and then the man feels guilty and then all of a sudden he stops and just starts yelling.
Yes.
That's called guilt.
Yeah.
I'm sick of pretending when everything's not okay. Okay, well, why don't you fix it?
I know. Not be texting my friends. And the other guilty thing is like when she's saying that, you know, she asked him not to text or whatever, he's like, you ask me to purposely be malicious to her. And Phaedra's like, no, I didn't. I just asked you not to text her.
Right.
Like, he has no clue what he's talking about. He just sounds like an idiot.
And he says, I'm done with it. And then he says, but I still don't feel the texts were inappropriate. And then afterwards he goes, I would never choose another woman over you. And then Phaedra, wilters like a damn flower.
Done.
What do you think of that, Courtney? And then awkward sex talk afterwards.
Like, ew, no. As he's walking out the door with his backpack.
Yeah,
back
he's
on.
Like bent over. Like, he's like bending forward. Like,
remember when you bent over the sink and all that? What was that about?
Phaedra.
Gross.
Phaedra, probably. You know what? She probably just feeling ways because she, as we saw that. You know, I mean, I know she had a baby.
That's so mean.
She
I
just
felt
had a baby.
Really,
had two kids in the house.
I'm not
her.
Saying nothing. I think she looks great.
You're talking
actually.
About the workout video, the workout class.
Yeah,
right?
But I think she looks great. But I mean, come on, you can't tell me that as a human being, not even just as a woman, she feels a little. I need to get back to where I was, and then all of a sudden now we're talking about her man talking to another woman, like. You know what I mean? Like, I could see her feeling a little insecure.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the conversation kind of turned when he said something like, you know, things just aren't going right. I think all of a sudden she got worried, like, oh, shit, maybe now the tables are turned and he's kind of telling me things that are wrong and that things aren't right, you know? I thought that's when I noticed the conversation shift and she kind of felt like she was going to forgive him again. Or just forgive him, I mean. You know?
What do you think, Courtney?
I just think she was like, I know, I need to have some more sex with you. I'm tired. Yeah. We got two babies. I'm going to get to it. Okay, I get it.
She did say, I'm going to get to it.
He's complaining about sex and attention. He's not complaining about nothing for real because he can't even articulate anything for real other than, I wish I could bend you back over the sink. So I'm sure she gets it. It's just she's got a lot going on and is busy and sex can't always happen on a platter three times a day like you want.
And she even said, she's like, in about 4 months, you know, when I'm done with school, like she knows what's up.
Sorry, Apollo. Speaking of sex talk, Cynthia, we get Noelle and Leon walking. And
they're not having sex.
Well, no, sex talk, I said.
Were they, like, talking? I kind of tuned out at this point.
Well,
it was cute, but I was kind of over it.
Yeah, I was just like, they're really pushing this. That poor little girl, like, stop. I want to know what's going on in this girl's school now. She must be popular, though.
That has to be embarrassing as hell.
Yeah. And Leon says that he wants to have the talk with Noelle.
Oh my God, no.
Who do you think should? Do you think the father should? The mother should?
What? Are you kidding me? It's a girl. The mom should. If my dad ever said even
really?
Like,
oh,
if like, my dad ever see even said like the word, like talked about kissing a guy in front of me, I would be like mortified beyond embarrassment. It's the mom
it
for
be
sure.
Both. They should both have a level of conversation.
See, because the dad will scare you. So if you do both, it's like the mom will tell you, but then the dad will scare you out of doing anything.
No, my parents were like, didn't you learn that in class? Like, we're not having this conversation.
Yeah, we didn't
We didn't have a conversation either. I just knew I wasn't supposed to do it. And
Exactly. That's all I needed to know.
No, let's talk about, like, ooh, mom, how was it your first time? No.
Hell no.
Yeah, and Cynthia's talking about it. I don't want to be telling her that, woo, first time I had sex was bomb.
No,
that was cute of Cynthia. But is it wrong that I low key wanted Leon and Cynthia to fuck right there on the couch?
Jesse,
I just wanted him to rip.
Married.
I know, but I just low key, like, she was just sitting there, like, just the housewife with her shirt, like, opened and her just breasts just sitting there exposed and her cute little short hair. And then Leon was looking there like a tall glass of water. And I just wanted him to be like, rip her shirt off and smash her against the couch. Peter comes in. And we get like a whole little episode. I just wanted that.
I definitely started thinking the same thing, not as graphic as you've mapped it out and detailed it. But I definitely was like picturing them, like how they used to be when they were together, things like that. It was the first time I'd ever done that. You're right. So it did like kind of spark my interest too.
They have great chemistry, but I'm scared. Peter be there and killed him or something, put out a hit on him or something.
Yeah.
Peter got a crazy side that I think would scare us all.
All right, well, speaking of crazy, Portia and her sister.
Oh, God.
So we find out that Portia was in the hospital. Nene was so nice to share that information on speakerphone in front of, like, 30 people. That was cool. So Portia and her sister are talking faint talk, you know. She said, but it was okay because I passed out and I was really cute the way I fell.
Yeah. I'm so over
that's important. That's important.
So they're in like CVS or something. Portia gets hot in CVS. She's and like, I need to sit down.
And then she's like telling Nene on the phone, and now I'm getting hot. She's a hypochondriac.
I think she has really bad anxiety.
I don't even think she fainted.
It would make sense if she has like stress that she might have a little bit of high blood pressure. Maybe.
Oh, and that even the high blood pressure. Portia was like freaked out. What does that mean? That was cute. Portia's cute for me. I like the little moments that we get, and then keep it pushing.
Yeah,
like there was no Cordell talk, so it was just funny little interaction with her and the sister. Felt like the sister wants to be a part of the show. And when Nene called and talked about the Spanish trip, she if you saw the face, she was like, "Huh? Oh, so she was talking about you guys going somewhere."
She did mention Cordell, though, and she rebuked the spirit of voodoo from Cordell's house. So take that, Cordell. That's really important.
And the CVS blood test machine. Then we get Kenya with her Aunt Lori, baby talk, and...
I do feel bad for Kenya that happened with her mom. That's got to be a really crappy feeling.
Yeah.
So I do feel bad for her. I cannot figure this aunt out, though, because first of all, it's the mom's sister. So it's like, how do your whole life, you just kind of raise your sister's kid? Like, do you guys talk about like what a crappy mom she is? I don't know. That's always weird to me. And the other thing that's weird to me is she seems really kind of like hard on Kenya. She's like, you'd be a good mom, maybe even a great mom. Like, who says that?
I mean, look at Kenya.
It doesn't matter.
She knows Kenya is crazy. She has notated that before.
But it's
her decisions about men.
It's your female older family member. They should always be like, no matter what, if you're a psychopath in jail, you're a great mom.
No.
They need to call you out. If you need to be called out, that's the person that should be calling you out.
Look,
the person that loves you the most.
If Kenya was having a baby at 21, that's when the older aunt says, you're going to be a great mom, because she has the chance of doing it. Now this bitch is damn 47 years old, still acting crazy, twirling in every damn episode. Like, bitch, that was last season.
That was hilarious at the dance studio.
We ain't even at I couldn't went to the dance studio scene. But you know what I mean? Like, and then she's sitting down crying. But I did like this, and it's just so produced. It's just so... produced. Okay, so Kenya was crazy, this wild girl, and we don't understand why Kenya and the girls don't get along. And here it is. Kenya's figured it out. She makes bad decisions because she hasn't dealt with her feelings with her mother.
Yes, she has. It's all she talks about.
So sad.
If you're that age and you haven't dealt with your mom or dad issues,
then, I mean...
That shouldn't react... That shouldn't, you know, make a difference in how you react with your friends, your so-called friends.
It's just like, in today's life, I see that with, like, people turning 30. And it's like, okay, get it together. You know what I mean? Like, at the age of 30, that's when you're kind of pulling it through. Like, how old is Kenya again? She's like 40s.
She's like early 40s, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl...
And here we go with another medical issue this season, so everyone will feel bad for her. And I did get my fertility checked, and let's just say it's not good.
Well, of course not, boo.
I know.
You're like, 35, we all know it starts to go downhill. It's not a surprise. You're not confused. We've known this for years.
Like, we're all supposed to feel bad for her when it's just a totally a fact of life.
It, like, That's old news. Get some new news. You can adopt a baby if you like. Okay. Actually, I don't know who would give her one. But right. maybe somebody will.
Her African prince.
Oh, yeah.
Her African prince can find her one.
Oh, yeah, then they start talking about him. That was weird.
Yep, her African prince, the love of her life.
Her African sweetheart. Sweetheart. As she likes to refer to him.
Ooh.
Whatever. I don't believe it till I see it.
I don't believe it either.
Till I see it.
You don't believe he exists at all? Or you no. don't believe he's a prince?
I don't think he exists.
I feel like, I don't know.
I feel like if he wasn't a prince, he would have surfaced by now. I think
she
he's
probably
nothing.
Slept with a prince in Africa, and he don't want to get out because he's like, I don't need like my people knowing that, like, you know, I slept with Kenya Moore. So he'd probably just be feeding her money to keep it quiet. Like, and she's just like, my African prince, my African. She's trying to be like Kim, which would be Big Daddy, I feel like.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Everybody knew who Big Papa was. It just was a secret. Ain't nobody seen this prince.
Mm. It's in the early stages, though.
It ain't that early.
That's why I think.
I tried to find some pictures online, and I can't find none.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it exists at all. Not at all.
Ooh, boop. Well, let's talk about if this exists. Candy, Todd, and Carmen, they're having wedding talk. Carmen talks about the Mama Joyce rumor with Todd. And Carmen thinks that Mama has some issues, and she just wants to run everyone away from Candy.
Yeah. Carmen seems like a real nice, normal girl. And after this episode, I really don't think anything's going on with her and Todd. At this point,
I feel like she's a normal girl except for her eyebrows.
I didn't really notice them that much.
Girl, it looked like a big bing, bing. But it's fine. But she's a really nice girl. She's cool.
When they were in the stairwell, I was really trying to watch and see, oh my God, is there any kind of body language or is anything going on? And I didn't really see it. But then after just seeing later in the episode how crazy Mama Joyce is, remember how last week we're all kind of like, maybe it is happening. Maybe they really are. Hell no. Mama Joyce is crazy. Crazy.
So you just think it's all Mama
Joyce? Yeah, definitely. I don't think that they're doing anything. Because why would Todd? I mean, seriously, like, we like him well enough. He's a nice enough guy. Like, I kind of don't think he would be doing that, especially this early in the relationship. Well, Apollo's been with Phaedra for a few years now.
I just feel like, I don't know, I keep going back to last episode, and I'm like, I wish, I don't know how I feel about how Todd handled Mama Joyce last week.
We all think that.
I feel like it was just a little too soft, and it wasn't a direct conversation. Like, he didn't need to get loud, but like a direct conversation, like, I'm going to do A, B, and C. And then how awkward was it when he walks up the staircase in this episode, and he's like, hey. And in front of Carmen, this is all I'm saying, in front of Carmen, he felt all big and bad to be like, Candy, you need to stand up for your man.
Exactly.
You need to, you know, be stronger to your mama and say, I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to accept that and this. Like, oh, all right, rah, rah, over here.
When you didn't do anything and
except
laugh.
You sit at the table like Lil Bo Peep.
Yeah, and then he laughed after when she, like, made a joke, like, everything's fine and dandy because he's afraid of her.
Mm-hmm.
Little Bo Peep.
And then before we get to the big scene, we had Candy, Todd, Carmen, a bunch of dancers, the choreographer Victor for a cardio cabaret class.
That looks so boring. I would have shot myself.
It didn't look boring.
Looks so boring. Oh my God.
I feel like Candy just wanted to help her friend out.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All of the girls show up except Portia because she was in the hospital. And Nene basically wants to plan a girl bonding trip to Savannah.
That was the announcement of, here's what Bravo's paying for this year. How about it?
They spend too much money on Nene's paycheck for them.
They only go to Savannah. And more trips to Africa.
Can we talk about Cynthia's outfit, Courtney, please?
No, this is what I want to talk about, all of their outfits.
Okay, Cynthia's okay, was the worst.
I don't know.
They were all looking at her like, should we say something?
Cynthia, like, first of all, this wasn't like a discotheca.
Jazzercise.
Yeah.
I loved it, and I thought she looked great.
Wait, the hat and the shirt? Because that was just too much.
I know.
It was all messy flash dance diva, and I love it.
It was the gold and the silver. I like them both separately. Don't get me wrong, especially just the shirt. But together.
See, the first time. I could see Courtney liking that the first time I ever, like, me and Courtney ever went out. I met up with her. And she was wearing, like, one of those little French hats. But it was white cream. It was real cute because it was cold in winter. And then she had, like, this white shawl thing over her. And I guess it's kind of something that just was not as loud and ignorant as Cynthia's was. But Courtney did.
But that's just because it wasn't sequin. But class I would totally style. Wear it with Cynthia. And I would wear it to a workout class.
Girl, I was like, bitch, you going up here jingle belling and everything in the damn jazzercise class. Then we have Phaedra.
She wore leggings and dance shoes.
Phaedra. This bitch, I'm like, bitch, it is not Chicago. Y'all are not putting on a production. What is this outfit you have on?
Oh, poor face.
But she looked cute. From the tits up, she looked real cute.
Okay, so now that we're talking about this.
But the blue belt, too. Like, oh, my God. What was that?
That camera angle, the way they did that. And she was like,
that was mean.
That was so mean because the look on her face, she was like smiling and having fun. That was so mean.
It was
and
so
you know,
mean.
I'm harsh. Like, I don't care about people's feelings on these shows. And I was just like, oh, my heart broke for her. Like, that, it was so mean.
And Kenya cracked on her belly, talking about, I sent her some of my workout tapes.
But you're still trying to get a man to have a baby, and she got two. So shut up. That's why she's bogus for that. You don't make fun of a woman that just gave birth.
Right, because Phaedra would look at her like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't help my fertile eggs.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But I'm kind of mad at Bravo because, honestly, I would have never even noticed it if they hadn't done that horrible pan.
Yeah,
like, why did they have to do that?
Until they started dancing, I didn't notice it.
I didn't notice that at all, and I wouldn't have if they hadn't have.
But still, I mean, honestly, I looked at it, but then it's just like, she still looks good.
Yeah, she's probably like whatever, but just the look on her face, and she's like smiling and doing her little dance. Aww.
And then we get Kenya, who came to the jazzercise class in a dress.
Ugh. Just so she could twirl.
I need to stop with that. Another clip we got was Phaedra. Apparently, she's now a clay sculptor. Like,
can you tell that I'm starting to like Phaedra? Because I am. I'm like so proud of her for everything she's doing. I don't have any kids. I'm not married. I can't do like a third of the things that she's got going on. And she's good at all of it. She doesn't complain. And she's not like out telling all the girls, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And I'm so busy. You know, on Real Housewives of Orange County, Vicky's always telling everyone all the stuff
that
she's
busy.
Doing.
I don't have time. I don't have time to come to your party. I don't have time.
That is Vicky. And Phaedra's not like that at all. She's doing like 20 things more than Vicky.
And she shows up to almost everything.
Yep.
She makes time.
And she,
all right, Phaedra.
She does the job and she getting her dollars.
She is
good
about that business. All right, let's just do it. Candy and Carmen are wedding dress shopping. They don't want any lace. And they're there with Kwame, who is Candy's friend, and Mama Joyce. They're talking about some tea talk, saying she's crazy. And then Mama Joyce actually shows up.
With her?
With her damn, the mob crew, mob
wives. It's like her two sisters, I guess, right?
They're her sisters, yeah.
Carmen talking about, why'd you even come? Ooh, that's the mother of the bride.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, are you trying to blame this on Carmen?
No.
Okay, the mom started it. You know she did.
Mom started it, but Carmen needed to walk away real early on, and she did.
Come on. First of all, that's Candy's mom. I don't care if you're the best friend, what. If Candy's mom is getting on your nerves, then you say, you know what? I'm going to go, where's that Poland Spring? I'm going to go get me some water over in the corner. Let Mama Joyce come down, because clearly she going to do something. You don't go back
Carmen
and forth and argue.
Carmen wanted her camera time, and she kept running off at the mouth.
Well, here's the thing. She's pent up anger at the mom because the mom's going around town spreading rumors about her, and this is the first time they're together. So it was probably a little harder for her to walk away than in a normal situation because here she is finally face-to-face with her, and she can give her a little bit of attitude if she wants to.
No, pull her aside.
No, she can't. They said that that was almost like another mom to her. At no point in a public location is it okay for you to run off at the mouth at your supposed semi-mama.
She
did. Walk away.
I would not calling it run off at the mouth at all.
It wasn't running off the mouth. It wasn't, but it was... She was running all the time. There's just a better way of doing it. She could have said Candy. She could have gotten up, walked over to Candy in the dressing room, and said, "Yo, your mom's acting up right now. Like, she just threw a shoe at me. Like, we need you, me, and her need to sit down and talk." And that should have been done privately, not in front of her sisters, in front of the other friend, in front of the wedding, like everyone there. Like, you're riling an elderly woman up, and she's clearly going through it.
She didn't even do anything, and psycho Mama Joyce stands up with her shoe like she's going to beat her.
Because in Mama Joyce's head, Carmen fucked Todd. In Mama Joyce's head, whether it's crazy or it's not, and you have to play along with that. I mean, maybe Mama Joyce has Alzheimer's. Like, I don't know.
No, something's going on. Seriously, I'm not trying to be mean and, like, bash an older woman, but something is not right in her head. The way she talks.
She did make a comment in all of that craziness about how Carmen was back before Candy got her deal and when they were like teenagers and when she got the deal, like Carmen wanted to be like Candy then and she wanted to do this. And when she talked about stealing her weave, I almost fell on the floor.
Oh my God, Courtney. But she said she'd be picking up the pieces when Candy's done. Oh, I just pictured Candy, Carmen like.
But there could be something to that in terms of like when Candy's success came along, like how was Carmen really reacting? And maybe this is something that has recurred over the years and they work through it and they're fine with each other, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen. So I still don't think Mama Joyce is coming out of the woodwork of nowhere. Do I think she should have took off her shoe and tried to beat the girl? No. But that's why Carmen should have been like, you know what, Mama, I know how you act. I'm going to walk away and go over here because that's the respectful thing you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you don't look at someone's mother and say, you're acting a damn fool.
Exactly.
She is. You're absolutely right. You don't say that to her damn face while she's holding her damn shoe.
At this point, I don't think it matters if it's somebody's mom. If someone's going to act like that to you, you can give it right back to them. Whether it's everybody's somebody's mom, you know? She was picking up her shoe and acting like she was going to beat her. If you're going to act like an idiot, I'm going to tell you you're acting like an idiot. I don't care if you're a mom or not.
I mean, I get it. I do get it. I get both sides of it. But then all of a sudden, Carmen walks away and the aunts, they all were like, you know, Candy, put one more dress on. Candy puts one more dress. And that one aunt looks at her and she was like, I just don't want you to marry. Then
here
the other one says, I don't want you to marry. And Mama Jane's like, you already know how I feel. Poor Candy.
Poor Candy. But I also kind of feel like, I don't know if it wasn't staged or I don't know if that's the right word, but the wedding dress shopping for this to all happen seems very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Candy doesn't even seem like the type to care about wanting to go wedding shopping. You know, they probably made her do that so they could have it happen just as it happened. Because that's like the worst place ever. As she's wedding dress shopping? Ugh.
Right. I mean, it really is just kind of but here's the other thing, Mama Joyce, is like, as a mother, you're sitting there looking at your daughter in a wedding dress. I mean, from what I've seen of family members getting married, like, that moment isn't ever about the man. Like, that moment is just about being in that shop and seeing your daughter in a dress. And
how good she looks.
Yeah, like
not
that,
who she's marrying.
Yeah, like
we'll deal with that later. Let's just talk about how good you look in the dress now.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Like, to me, that's what that moment should have been. Obviously, Mama Joyce felt a little heated because Carmen was up in the situation, and they haven't resolved that yet, but
that's another reason I think it was a little staged, and I can see Mama Joyce saying, like, why are you here? You're not family. Because, yeah, it was just the three, you know, maternal figures in the family, and then Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a little weird.
Well, and Kwame was there.
But, yeah, but he doesn't count, and I'm glad he was there because I liked
Kwame
him.
Kwame looked very uncomfortable.
Oh, I loved him. I was so glad he was there.
Bodyguard on Jerry Springer, like, Mama Joyce!
But the thing is she kept picking up the shoe, but she could have easily done something with it, and she never did. Like, that must have just been, like, some sort of reaction or safety net or something because she never did anything with it, and she could have.
Okay, so you guys want to hear a little bit of tea I found out?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay, so from a very, 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 very close inside source that I cannot say, from Atlanta, she was telling me, I'll say she was a she, she was telling me that basically, if you guys have watched Love & Hip Hop Atlanta last season, Rashida was kind of on the boat of, was she going to be on the show or not? So she had to spice her storyline up. So she actually had the biggest storyline on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta this past season, between her husband, them having a new baby, she's pregnant, and then he was out cheating on her every single night. So What I heard was that that was all scripted. They're all, everyone that was involved with that is cool, pretty much cool with each other, mm-hmm. except Bambi is not cool with the people in the situation. And the whole thing was set up just so Rashida could have a storyline.
Hello, Phaedra.
So, surprise, no, surprise. I don't think Phaedra. Now, Rashida and Candy are very close friends, and we all know Candy has been on the boat of should Candy come back next season, because her storyline has been very flat. So, based off of that tea, I'm wondering if Rashida and Candy were out like, yeah, girl, you know, our storyline was popping this year, yada, yada, yada. We got the bigger checks. We got A, B, C, and D. And Candy and Ty were like, well, shit, you know, we don't have a storyline. Let's make people love us. Let's make people really care about our love situation and put it on there.
If you were going to say it was about Phaedra, I would have totally believed it, but not with Candy. She, at the end of last season, she was kind of, you know, distancing herself, found love, was going to start a family. I just don't see them doing that, these two. I just don't. Like, I feel like they just want to live their life and, like, be married and be happy.
I don't know.
I totally believe that's possible, and they totally probably did do it, because it makes absolutely no sense the way that Mama Joyce is overreacting. Like, I can see her being mad about it and being like, I don't want to do this, or I don't want to take pictures with you guys or whatever, but, like, throwing shoes and getting all hype, like, I don't know.
You took your shoe off. You literally took your shoe off.
It's a little too extra. A little extra.
But, like, even before you told us this, Jesse, while I was watching the episode, I was looking at them in the bridal shop, and I was like, is there any way Mama Joyce can be faking this? Could the two aunts be faking this? And I was just like, no, I don't think so. They're older women, you know? They don't even get the concept, I think, of faking reality TV.
What?
I don't think they could do it if they tried.
Oh, my grandmother is very hip.
What?
Like, my grandmother would be
like, you just act like you don't like Candy's man. They would be all over that.
Yeah.
He ain't no good.
Well, I don't want you to marry him.
They didn't have to have a whole bunch of lines. All they had to say was, I don't really think you should get married, honey.
Yep, like, and that's it. Well, there you go.
And that could be, you know what I mean? That could be the truth. Like, right now, at this point in your life, I don't think it's time yet. Maybe next
but
year.
But I will say, to contradict that, even though I still believe that the producers had something to do with how heightened this drama is, Candy was on Watch What Happens, and I felt some sincere, for real emotion coming out of her in terms of dealing with the situation with her mom. And she says she's not speaking to her mom right now, but she and Todd are fine. And she really got choked up crying about talking about everybody coming at her about not being stronger towards her mom. And she just got really upset and was crying and, like, saying she would do anything for her mom no matter what happens, and she'll never be that person that'll cross that line and disrespect her mother.
Yeah, you know, I saw that too, saying that she would always just be on her mom's side, always.
But my thing is this, guys. Like, I don't think, like, when I handle my mom, like, I'm not, I mean, I did be talking back to my mom on the front. But I'm just saying, with Candy's situation, I think she handles it fine. I think just the opposite side of it has to be, you let your mom vent and say whatever she gotta say, but you're still gonna do what you're gonna do, and mama's gonna have to fall in place eventually. And I think that's just Candy's problem, is just not committing to that other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Right.
I think she needs to stop bringing it to her relationship.
What,
like,
her mom?
If your mama, like, when she came and said, I mean, obviously, that's the part of it, too, that I think she's doing it for the show. Like, you don't have to tell your man that your mama was like, your ring is whack, and, ooh, he ain't got no money. But you don't ever have to say that to your man. Like,
nope.
Just leave it alone.
Yep. Just don't say it.
Well, alrighty then. On that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I don't know about this tea, but all I know is next week I cannot wait for these girls to get on that damn bus.
Ooh.
And Kenya acting like, because we got a little, remember she was like that on the Vegas trip?
Mm-hmm.
She was like that. Wait, she didn't go to Africa. Did she go to Africa? Did Kenya go to Africa?
No, Marlo.
Oh, no, not Africa. What was the trip she went to?
To Vegas last year?
No, not the Vegas trip, but where she did Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah. Where
were they?
Antigua or something.
Yes.
Like that. She went
Anguilla.
Anguilla.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, at the beginning of each trip, Kenya likes to, you know, lay out some rules for everybody. And it looked like Candy just ain't having it, and she snaps.
I think she's probably frustrated and stressed about the other stuff she's got going on. And boy, did she ever snap.
We get Mama Joyce talking to Phaedra. Which should be some interesting old lady tea going back for.
Yeah, Phaedra's the one that hooked Todd up with her.
And Candy's crying with Cynthia.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
So it looks like we're going to...
just let Candy have her Bravo wedding and stop causing problems.
Would you guys watch that?
No.
No. Who wants to?
Who Ryan wants Corey. To watch two little people with two big heads?
They do have. Really-
they both do. Her mom is so right.
And they got those little short arms.
Especially him, though. He does more than her, I think.
Looking like a T-Rex. That's cute. All right, guys. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You guys can tweet us all week long. Me at DJ Jesse J.
Steph Bauer TV.
And Courtney at
Stuart Starlet.
Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.